Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department arrests bank robber suspect. Senator Schiff secures federal grants for Atascadero Fire Station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Police Department arrested the suspect involved in a bank robbery late last week. Police identified the suspect as Ernesto Noriego Cisneros, who allegedly declared he had a weapon after entering the Wells Fargo Bank on Spring Street and left with an undisclosed amount of cash. Police say they identified his location to be northwest of Fresno and relayed this information to Fresno County detectives. At about 9:30 p.m. on June 27th, Fresno County detectives located Cisneros in his vehicle and took him into custody on suspicion of bank robbery and for violating the terms of his post-release community supervision. Cisneros has been transported to the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Senator Adam Schiff's office says he has secured a nearly $1.4 million federal investment grant for two Central California emergency preparedness projects. Schiff's office says he secured $1 million in federal investments for the city of Atascadero to equip a new fire station, which will house an emergency operations center to help mitigate the threat of wildfires in the high-risk region. The rest of the grant money will go to the city of Lompoc for an emergency center. Senator Schiff said, quote, "One of my top priorities for the Senate is protecting California's from the threat of wildfires and ensuring all we can do to prepare for and mitigate the risks of all natural disasters." District Attorney's Office files charges against man secretly recording women at Planet Fitness. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape. Your all-news time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County District Attorney's Office has filed charges against 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach with 12 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. Combs was identified as the suspect responsible for filming a woman at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande in December 2025 and later confirmed 23 positively identified victims in the case. The DA's office says these allegations are chargeable only as misdemeanors, which may justifiably disturb readers. The formal complaint says Combs secretly used a device to view or record women while they were nude inside tanning booths. The charged offenses occur between July 12, 2025 and December 29, 2025, with 12 separate victims. While there's evidence of many other incidents, they cannot be charged due to the statute of limitations period. Women who have used the red light therapy rooms at Arroyo Grande Planet Fitness in 2025, who have not yet spoken to investigators, are encouraged to do so. About 30 high school students from across the state will participate in Camp Cinder in San Luis Obispo. This four-day firefighting camp will be held June 29th through July 2nd, designed to inspire young women with hands-on experience and exposure to careers in firefighting services. The camp's activities will take place at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, Cal Fire Training Facilities, and Avila Beach. Campers will participate in water rescue operations, CPR training, structural and wildland firefighting tactics, physical agility training, and more. The camp's intention is for participants to leave with the confidence to pursue careers in firefighting or other professions they choose. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the County Air Pollution Control District will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn this week. The burn will start on Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gillardi Road in San Luis Obispo. The operation will reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke will be present in the area. Residents are advised to not report the fire unless there is an emergency unrelated to this controlled operation. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Padres 4-2, the Giants over the Braves 3-2, the Angels beat the Athletics 4-1, Red Sox over the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Angels will go against the Mariners, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating at least 117 dogs found dead on the grounds of a no-kill animal shelter. The Sheriff's Office located the buried skulls and bones at Miranda's Rescue Animal Sanctuary, a 50-acre facility in Fortuna, California. Sheriff's Office says many of the canine remains had gunshot wounds, and 600 dog collars were found nearby. A search and rescue recovery operation is underway for a missing U.S. Marine after he went missing off the coast of California. The Marine was serving aboard the USS Anchorage during integrated training. Search and recovery mission started at 9 p.m. on June 26th. Governor Newsom released a video on Friday morning urging voters to vote no against the one-time billionaire's tax levy. Newsom instead proposed a federal minimum tax on Americans worth more than $100 million. Newsom said the state measure would hurt the economy as billionaires would simply leave the state. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. Here on the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture is supporting legislation designed to help strengthen America's food supply chain and create some new market opportunities for farmers and ranchers. That's because the American Food Supply Chain Resiliency Act would make permanent USDA investments in food processing, storage, transportation, and distribution infrastructure, all areas often referred to as the middle of the supply chain. Now, supporters say expanding that capacity could help producers reach more buyers, reduce bottlenecks, and keep more food dollars right here at home in rural America. Now, the bill would also establish regional food system hubs to help provide better technical assistance, market development support, and better coordination among states and food businesses. NASDA Chief Executive Officer Ted McKinney says federal investments play a key role in strengthening our nation's food systems by connecting farmers, businesses, and communities with the resources they need to succeed. The legislation would help to improve domestic market access, increase procurement opportunities, and help build a more resilient food system.
Washington farmers and ranchers know this state gives a lot, and some days takes a lot too. When accidents happen, you need a partner who gets it. With a heritage going back to 1947, Western Community Insurance Company, founded by farmers and ranchers, has helped protect the family home, barns and shops, equipment, livestock, and farm liability. Local agents, straight answers. To protect your farm, ranch, business, and home, call your local Western Community agent. Find yours at WCINS.com.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know that the office with the best view isn't a traditional office at all. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Give us a call from your office, wherever that may be. We'd love to chat. Find us at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
KPRL News continues at 617. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California grain farmers are finding success producing sustainability-grown malting barley for Alameda-based Admiral Maltings. The San Francisco Bay Area Malthouse sources the barley from local growers and produces malt, which can be used for distilling, brewing, and food production. Ron Silberstein, co-founder of Admiral Maltings, said the company pays growers to a premium to grow malting barley, as well as wheat and rye, using earth-friendly or carbon-sequestering practices such as no-till. It's not the cheapest, but it's all about sustainability, Silberstein said. Fritz Durst, who grows organic no-till wheat for Admiral in Yolo County, said the premiums were crucial for making it financially viable to grow the grains. Everybody thinks sustainability is about soil that's healthy, and that's part of it, Durst said. But part of sustainability is right here, paying a fair price to the grower. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KAPR All News Time is 620.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices are narrowly higher this morning. Barron's says though the U.S. and Iran agreed to resume peace talks, the recent strikes threatened to undermine peace efforts, and the uncertainty has impacted oil markets to begin the week. Comcast revealed this morning it will split into two publicly traded companies, NBC Universal Sky, its TV and movie business and theme parks, will spin off. Reuters says the Paramount Skydance deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery is expected to boost competition, and Comcast has been losing broadband customers to T-Mobile and Verizon and to fiber rivals building out networks. Verizon is stepping up its international presence. It will merge global operations with Britain's BT Group. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my bone, snakes in my case.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to participate this morning.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, I will have on Blake Wallace, and I think Blake may bring along another person or two. It's the Industrial Arts. You know, the big auction that's coming up, the California Mid-State Fair, showcasing the fantastic work these youngsters put together and raise lots of money. So that's, and then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. So get ready for that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. And I don't know, I just thought of something because I keep it in front of me here that I don't know if I'll do it, but I just need to remind people, particularly since we're heading towards our 250th anniversary, the celebration of the greatest country ever. To remember something, our freedoms are easier to lose than reclaim. Just something to think about. All right. Speaking of the California Mid-State Fair, as usual, they have an outstanding lineup coming. And it just so happens we've had, I gave away tickets several months ago, but some people have, things have come up. So they said they can't use them and so forth and so on. So I've got two tickets with the general admission pass in to see Old Dominion July 15th. That's a Wednesday evening. If you'd like a shot at these, just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and I will let you know through the email if you can go see the highly acclaimed, lots of awards and big hits and so forth, Old Dominion. It's that simple. So there you go. There you go. All righty. Let's see here. What do we have? Not much. Oh, Chris, the story on the pervert. How many women did he film, or at least they have right now?
They confirmed 23 cases, I believe, in the initial police investigation.
23?
23 positively identified victims.
And it's a misdemeanor.
Yes, that's the maximum that they can do without extraneous factors, according to the DA's office.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it probably doesn't say it on the press release, but can they add up all those misdemeanors?
Well, they've got 12 counts so far. I don't know why the other ones don't count, but it probably has to do something with the statute of limitations, as they've said.
Okay, so I looked up California misdemeanors. It's a criminal offense that is more serious than an infraction, but less severe than a felony. Penalties typically include up to 364 days in county jail and fines of up to $1,000 through some, although some standard offenses carry a maximum of 6 months. So, let's see here. Many everyday crimes are categorized as standard or aggravated misdemeanors, which can also be subject to other rules, meaning they can be charged as either a misdemeanor or a felony, depending on the circumstances and criminal history. All right. Driving under the influence, first-time offenses without injury. Theft and property crimes, petty theft, shoplifting for property valued at $950 or less, and vandalism, assault and battery, simple assault or domestic battery. Driving on a suspended license, other offenses being drunk in public and solicitation of prostitution. Okay, this guy's a dirtbag, and I'd like to see maybe sexual, whatever that thing they add on, he's got to register. He wasn't doing that. He's doing this for a specific reason. Okay. Let's see. What else do we? Oh. I've got. Somebody sent me something yesterday, and I will get to it because it's not here in the state, but it's the future, and that has to do with technology and red light cameras and so forth and so on. And again, it could be coming to a state near you. But I want to go back to something that Chris, one of his stories about Newsom, saying that he is vehemently opposed to the billionaire tax. And Chris, what was the quote that you had from our esteemed governor?
Well, I didn't get any direct quotes cited from him, but I believe you're talking about the sentiment that if the billionaire's tax goes through in California, then they would simply leave the state.
Okay. So that's brilliant. That's brilliant from our esteemed governor. A couple of things. One is they're already leaving the state, and he may not have noticed. People, not billionaires or millionaires, have been leaving the state in droves the last 5 or 6 years. He doesn't think the policies, particularly of his regime, have had anything to do with that. You've had the people, you've had the companies, and so forth. And many have stated, as they exit from the state, the reasons, the overregulation and the taxation here in the state. So what does he want to do? He wants to take it nationwide. Because he figures, well, they're not going to leave the United States, right? Well, maybe that's true. However, what would happen is, and we're seeing this with the socialism creeping into the country, a nationwide wealth tax on, you know, I think he said 100 million. This is accumulated assets, and that's not just the annual income. It would fundamentally shift the collection by the IRS. Now, what does it aim to do? Well, of course, take more money away and take more power, but it aims to raise hundreds of billions to address, here it is, economic inequality and fund public programs, but also risk causing capital flight and complex other challenges. So I have a question for anybody out there. By taking money away from the people who have accumulated assets of more than $100 million, how is that going to improve the standard for your lowlifes or your people that mooch from the government, meaning the taxpayers? How is it going to make inequality go away? Can anybody answer that for me? We already fund public programs. We know the fraud in the public programs is in the billions of dollars. Yet by taking more money from the people who employ lots of people, who buy lots of nice products and so forth, that means that they employ people, et cetera, beyond of the companies they may own. They're keeping people in business. So this is going to work. Keep funding public services. And it says reinvested into lower and middle income Americans through programs like healthcare and public education. Well, we already spend a fair amount on public education. How's that working out? How's that working out? So you're going to do this and it's penalizing those. Okay. Now, by reducing this, the after-tax return on savings, it could discourage these people and others, entrepreneurs. And also, experts say that it would reduce long-term job creation and shrink the overall tax base. Well, isn't that what Newsom is referring to? Well, at least here in the state, on the billionaire tax. Now, remember, people that are wealthy they are very good at being mobile. A national tax could incentivize high net worth individuals and corporate assets to relocate to countries with more favorable tax regimes. You know, we saw the flight of many American companies. I don't know if it was in the late 70s or early 80s. I forget which or when, but and part of the reason was because the corporate tax rate in the United States, they fled to other countries. And, you know, people were upset. Oh, this isn't right. They're not Americans and so forth and so on. But the corporate tax was so high, so they went to these other places. Yet Americans were still buying the products. And many politicians have wanted to bring them back, including the current president. And in some cases, that has happened. So you're going to incentivize people to come back to the United States. And now that they may be here, you're going to then penalize them again and basically force them to move outside the United States, meaning the tax base and the jobs. And the jobs. Politicians just don't get it. Or they get it, or they just think they'll be able to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. It's absolutely astounding on how this cycle goes. All right, here on the text, I have no idea. Says this came in yesterday. All right. Mr. Will, with all the patrol officers, community service cars, and pickups, plus all the cameras in the state, why worry? Check out the tags on this vehicle at Sunday Little League here in Paso Robles. Chris, do you see that one?
I do.
Okay. Do you see any tags?
No, there are two linked files, which I presume are supposed to be images, but upon downloading them, they are not the correct file type and therefore can't open them.
Good, because I had the same problem. So whoever sent this, if you'd be so kind to just send the picture, because I have no idea what this means. None whatsoever. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of that and images and so forth, so I'm going to shoot this at you because this, the technology world, which, you know, most of us kind of like it, but we also know the dangers and the frustrations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, this has been an issue across the country about the red light cameras in different states. And we have some here in California and so forth, but give a listen of the potential. And this guy does an excellent job. He's, I don't know how to describe it, but give this a listen. And this, he got ticked off, and he was fined for running a red light in Florida. However, he wasn't in Florida. He sounded off at a local city council meeting on his concerns going beyond just the one citation and him as an individual. So he's speaking for many of us. And again, the future, perhaps.
Now, I'm going to be a little bit meaner than them, so please don't violate my rights. Normally, I wouldn't come to a city council meeting. I'm one of the county's pains in the ass. Historically, I stay out of the city, and the city stays out of my business. It was a pretty decent arrangement. But then y'all sent me one of these tickets from one of your AI red light cameras you have deemed as necessary infrastructure in your city. Thing about this is I was in Seminole, Alabama at the time I allegedly ran this red light downtown. How can I be in two places at once, you ask? Don't worry, I asked myself that too. Outside of Scotty beating me up 30 miles in an instant, the only logical conclusion is I wasn't there. These things have been deemed unconstitutional for this reason. Because the enforcement action of 316.0083 unduly shifts the burden of proof to the vehicle owner, me, to prove my innocence rather than the state having to prove my guilt. Currently, I'm guilty by default. I've been convicted by a computer program. Usually this whole mess of who committed the infraction is settled by a police officer pulling somebody over and actually witnessing them in the driver's seat. The AI camera doesn't do any driver verification whatsoever. To get your constitutionally mandated due process, you have to jump through hoops put up by Automated Enforcement Division, a private company in Orlando that's owned by another corporation called Novoa Global, which is owned by a Chilean-Swedish millionaire named Carlos Hofstadt. So not only does this process flow through a private company, our DMV records and personal registration information are accessible by a foreign actor. But anyway, AED sends you this paper, and if you want to fight this thing because you are wrongfully accused, me again, you can't just request a hearing through PPD or the courthouse. Remember, Carlos is involved, so if you have to go through his company, his website, print off his paper, fill it out with enough information to take out a home loan, have it notarized, mail it to the foreign actor, Carlos, in Orlando, and then wait for something from someone to tell you about a hearing. This is undue burden even to begin to try to get some kind of due process. Paying is super easy, though, go figure. And about that, you can't pay cash, PPD doesn't accept it, and neither does Carlos. According to 31 U.S.C. 5103, all U.S. currency and coins must be accepted for all government obligations, fines, fees, taxes, and due. So not only does this whole thing violate constitutional due process, it violates federal law by not accepting U.S. currency to satisfy a government action. Whoever thought this was a good idea is a self-loathing, America-hating, bureaucratic hobgoblin whose pockets probably got stacked with Carlos bucks. You got my attention, though. I'm going to become a more frequent voice down here working to expose frauds and petty tyrants. Congratulations. You all got yourselves a new pain in the ass.
There you go. Something to think about with, again, part of technology and what is taking place around this country. It's not to be laughed at. As I started off this morning, that the freedoms are easier to lose than to reclaim. It's that simple. Let's see here on the text. It's simply amazing. So many people in this country still believe giving the government more money is a solution, even after all the proof of the corruption and the fraud exposed. Well, part of that, I believe, is because many of the people don't care about the fraud as long as they're getting theirs. You know, we've seen all the programs that has that's riddled with fraud. And, some may not be, so major. As some of these people that, the guy they just arrested in another country, what was it, $6.1 million? We're talking about the monthly people that get their checks that lied on their forms to get the money, whatever it is, whether it's food, some housing help, et cetera, et cetera. People are lying and they're not getting caught, so they're not going to complain about the fraud. They just want to continue to get it. And they're relying on the other bunch of us that go to work every day and pay our taxes and don't cheat the system. But it's becoming more apparent to me is that's why so many people in this country still believe in that. I mean, not still. They believe in, whether it's the $100 million threshold or the $1 billion threshold, because that can't be sustained. So then it goes down to, maybe just a millionaire. Again, this is accumulated assets. So I believe that we've become a country of people that are more selfish, and they may talk to you in a conversation, this fraud is terrible, terrible, terrible. Do you ever think, though, just how many people that you may be in contact with or know that are basically stealing from us, and they don't care? So that's why they're doing it. That's why they're doing it, and will continue to do so unless we have serious and consistent crackdown on all this fraud, as I mentioned. It's in the billions of dollars. And then government comes back to us and say, we don't have enough money for roads. We don't have enough money for this, et cetera, et cetera. So, folks, for the benefit of our society, we're going to have to tax you more money. No. The answer should be pretty simple. It is no, no, no. And you can put all of that in capital letters. These people need to be exposed, not only the ones that are the so-called brains behind it, but even the everyday person who has defrauded us. I would love to see their names exposed in the neighborhoods that they live in or the cities that they live in, to embarrass them and also charge them. Because at some point it needs to stop. Hopefully in our lifetime it will. So anyway, just a little something there to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL. As we're going to exit stage left.
local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles Police Department announced that the suspect involved in the Wells Fargo bank robbery last week has been transported to the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Police identified the location of the suspect, Ernesto Noriejo Cisneros, to be in Fresno and contacted Fresno County detectives to arrest him on June 27th. The DA's office has filed charges against 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach with 12 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. Combs was identified as the suspect responsible for filming a woman at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande. The DA's office says that these are chargeable only as misdemeanors, which may justifiably disturb readers. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. It is a race against time to find survivors of the earthquakes in Venezuela as international rescue teams are assisting in the search.
33 people rescued over the weekend, but some 1,500 are confirmed dead after last week's double earthquake in Venezuela.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, thousands remain missing. U.S. and Iran have reportedly agreed to halt attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. As peace talks are planned Tuesday in Qatar. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy pushing back on claims that the Islamic Republic is more powerful than it was before the conflict with the U.S.
Iran right now is like a really old man who can't afford to catch a cold. We have degraded them deeply. That's why we went in. They've got three wheels down and they're axle dragging.
America's listening to Fox News.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The 2026 World Cup moved into the knockout round on Sunday in Los Angeles. Canada scored in the 92nd minute to top South Africa 1-0, the Great White North's first ever knockout round match. Three more coming up today, Brazil, Japan in Houston, Germany, Paraguay in Foxborough, and the Netherlands versus Morocco in Guadalupe, Mexico. The U.S. faces Bosnia-Herzegovina on Wednesday night in Santa Clara. The third Grand Slam event on the tennis calendar. calendar, Wimbledon begins today. Jannik Sinner and Iga Swiatek are the defending champions. Sinner and Aryna Sabalenka are the top seeds. All eyes will be on center court tomorrow afternoon when Serena Williams returns after a four-year absence to face Australia's Maya Joint. Serena will also play doubles with her sister Venus on Thursday. Baseball Sunday, the league-leading Dodgers downed the Padres 4-2 to win the weekend series and open up a 10-game lead in the NL West. Rangers completed a four-game sweep of the Blue Jays 3-2 and moved ahead of Seattle into first place in the AL West. Guardians scored 5 in the 8th to sink the Mariners 6-5. Giants tipped the Braves 3-2. Robbie Ray just a smidge better than Chris Sale in a battle of Cy Young winners.
It was just working today. It's kind of the game plan going into the game to throw more sinkers and four seams.
Royals trimmed the White Sox 5-4. Junior Caminero went deep for the fourth straight game, leading the Rays over the Diamondbacks 5-1. That's their fifth win in a row. Red Sox blew a ninth inning lead, but scored 3 in the 10th to upend the Yankees 5-4. Cubs got 3 in the 10th, then held on to stop the Brewers 4-3. And the Astros tamed the Tigers 7-5 in 10 innings, thanks to Christian Walker's 3-run shot. Wins for the Nationals, Pirates, Phillies, Angels, Twins, and Cardinals. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. It is 9 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Yes, indeed. Sunshine, mid-70s. Yeah, on your Monday. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows near 50, then sunny upper 70s on your Tuesday as we inch out towards the big 4th of July. Wednesday, low 70s. Same on Thursday. Friday, 80. How about this for our 250th celebration? Mid-80s. Also, next Sunday, mid-80s, and a week from today, mid-80s. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down we go. 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 52 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. They've been proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters and Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's what we do, or should do. Let's see here. As I check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound where they belong, let's see, nothing to report there. Let's see here, Chris. What continent is the only continent with no permanent human residents?
If it's not Antarctica, that's going to be strange. So my guess is Antarctica.
Bingo.
Okay.
Bingo, bingo, bingo. You ever had a, you know, thought or something like maybe you'd like to go to one of those places or climb Mount Everest, anything like that?
A little too cold for me. Curiosity, yes, just to see what it's like, but I could not get over the cold.
Yeah, the conditions, I thought, never climbing Mount Everest, but wouldn't it be kind of cool just to get to the top of it and look?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if could they take us by helicopter or
no, that's part of the issue actually is because, you know, I think you've read a while back that when people go up Mount Everest, they basically acknowledge if you die up there, we will not come get you.
Well, there are, I forget how many, I read that, you know, I don't know how many months ago, how many, shall we say, missing bodies are up on the mountain, frozen for time. Frozen for time, and maybe that's their request. Or, like you said, the Serbs are—they're not going to go up there and risk it. But anyway, I don't know. I just always, not always, but like God, wouldn't that view? That must be pretty cool to be able to see up there. But yeah, not worth the clothing. Couldn't afford it. All right, and also you got to be in pretty darn good shape because you have the breathing issues and things like that. All right, let's see here. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters and Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com.
Who let the dogs out?
We already did that. We need to go to this one. Don't want to do this twice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, as we head for the 250th anniversary of the greatest country on earth, here is the question you got to finish. Now, listen, because this is a little in-depth. One of the most famous lines in the Declaration of Independence is, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." However, originally drafted, the pursuit of happiness was not in there. There was another pursuit of, as the story goes, Benjamin Franklin convinced Jefferson to make the change because was too narrow a notion. Chris, you had that pretty quick.
Before I even finished the question, I knew what it was.
So you learned that in school?
Yes, AP US History.
Okay, the high school, right?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Williams?
No, Mr. Drain.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see here. Go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Pursuit of justice.
No, not the pursuit of justice. Among the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which kind of vague. What is happy? It's like our politicians, quality of life. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Freedom.
No, not freedom. Among things are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But originally, that wasn't it. Benny convinced Tom to make the change. Chris, did they give you the reason of why it was changed?
I don't remember. See, now you're finishing my sentence first.
Well, because that's, I mean, as you have more birthdays now, you'll figure. Yeah, I kind of, but I don't remember.
Pretty much. You remember the sentiment, but not the exact details.
Right. All right, folks, come on now. All you constitutionalists out there. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Franklin said, get that thing that you originally had in there, Tom. Have another pint and change it, would you? Hi, good morning.
Property.
Yes, property. That's Franklin said it was too narrow a notion. You remember that from school, I'm assuming.
I think I read it somewhere and I thought it was interesting.
Why do you think Franklin said it was a notion for a property?
Because I don't think everybody was going to get properties.
Well, not now.
Yeah, especially in California.
Yeah, that's true. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
James Adams.
James Adams. All right, James, we have you down as a caller. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to ask him any relations, but I don't want to get too stupid. I do that enough on my own. So, yeah, this week I'll be asking a bunch of questions having to do with the history of the greatest country in the history of the world.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the county APCD, CAL FIRE will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gilardi Road in San Luis Obispo. Senator Adam Schiff's office says he has secured nearly $1.4 million in federal investment grants for two Central Coast emergency preparedness projects. $1 million will go to the city of Atascadero to equip a new fire station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
just for the heck of it, I don't know how many of you have been back to Philadelphia and have seen the Constitution, I mean the Declaration of Independence, but according to this, there have copies of the Declaration of Independence believed to have been printed is 200. 200. All right, two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and much, much more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.